in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Welcome back
to silence our voices.
Top of the second hour of today's National Intel Report this Wednesday, January 9, 2019. I'm not that interesting. Feel free to call in. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I'm just saying, I don't, apparently we don't have calls yet. I don't know why. I know it's not that I'm that interesting, but the phone lines are open. Feel free to call in. So top of the second hour, again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network, sitting in for John Stadmiller. Second hour. I've been doing 3 hours these days. 2 hours is like it's a cakewalk. It's like a sprint. Just kidding. But blockchain, you know, to me, M7 Spark Chip, blockchain, that's how my brain thinks of this. You know, they go together. M7 Spark Chip. So Larry Ellison says, you think, I mean, it's just, again, I mean, he, to me, it sounds like the magician, the snake oil salesman. You think it's bad that you can steal data? Wait till you can change it. Oh, wait, we already can, but hey, we have a solution. Here's a chip. And for only $19.95, I don't trust blockchain. Never have, never will, because I know how the technology works. You know, go back. If for those who aren't familiar, I've mentioned this a million times, played the clip when the Obama administration announced their cybersecurity initiative back in 2009, May 29, 2009, Friday. The broadcast was titled Another Czar in the Obama White House. You can still find it at KCRW. We play the clip every once in a while. Excuse me, every once in a while on Road Warrior Radio. There's a well, anyway. So Warren Olney, host of an obscure broadcast you've never heard of, To the Point, down in Santa Monica. What else is in Santa Monica? Oh yeah, Rand Corporation. Anyway, Warren Olney has four guests on his broadcast the same day the Obama administration announces its cybersecurity initiative. They have a picture of on the article that I'm talking about, May 29, 2009, KCRW. There's a picture of Janine Garofalo in, you know, as FBI agent Janice Gold in Fox Television's Drama 24. But Warren only had four guests on. He had Jim Lewis, I was talking about earlier. I'll get back to that story in a minute. John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman, and Paul White. And, you know, suffice it to say, having these guys on would be like, you know, the day the World Golf Hall of Fame opened, I had Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino on Road Warrior Radio. People would go, well, that's interesting. Does he know them? Or these guys are legendary in the cybersecurity world. So anyway, during that broadcast, John Arquilla made the curious statement. I mean, curious is an understatement. If I said this, black SUVs would show up with, you know, guys in sunglasses and earpieces. John Arquilla said, I think the biggest, you know, Tom Kellerman who made a point about cybercrime and cyber heists, people stealing, you know, bank heists in seconds, stealing more than people doing physical heists. And Warren only says, wow, that's a huge concern. I mean, what about security? You know, it makes you think, what are we doing about this? And John Arquilla said, I think the biggest problem, and Arquilla is over at Rand, by the way, but they didn't mention that. They left Rand out of the broadcast, curiously, even though it was right down the street. John Arquilla said, I think the biggest problem is that we have a Maginot Line mentality. You know, like a hospital gown. How about that? Your rear is exposed. I think the biggest problem is that we have a Maginot Line mentality. We believe in things like firewalls. And my master hacker friends say that there are no such things as firewalls. They only recognize what they already know. And really, really good hackers get right through them like you'd walk right through an open room. Not a doorway. He said an open room. So my master hacker friends, imagine if you heard me say that. Wouldn't you kind of want to hide your kids? You know, Antoine Dodson, hide your wife, hide your kids. My master hacker friends say there are no such things as firewalls. What? So that's why I don't trust the blockchain. When you think of blockchain, think of M7 Spark Chip and what Larry Ellison said. And then you start thinking about the broader implications in an increased hardware performance environment and everything that's happened in recent years and the rise of machine learning. I talked a couple of years ago about how Google was bragging about the fact that there was an article. They were talking about how they plugged machine learning into Google Translate, and it didn't really register until I read Gil Fuster's Free Code Camp article over at Medium titled "The Mind-Blowing AI Announcement from Google That You Probably Missed." Short read, picture of the Tower of Babel on the cover, which is provocative, I would say. And he kind of prefaced by saying the same thing. I didn't really get it until I dug in. And then he wrote this article and he talked about how, I'll skip through the technical details, but he said, you know, in September of 2016, Google plugged machine learning into Translate. And what ended up happening was that Google Translate, the way that Gil Fuster put it, he said, the short version is that Google Translate got smart. It developed the ability to learn from the people who used it. It learned how to make educated guesses about the content, tone, and meaning of phrases based on the context of other words and phrases around them. And basically, you know, the machine learning change was that translation used to be language to language, essentially, unilaterally. It was not, you know, it was one to one. And then what happened? Well, Google Translate with machine learning is getting smart, and it got creative, Gil Fuster wrote. Google Translate, what happened next? It invented its own language to help translate more effectively. What's more, nobody told it to, as Gil Fuster writes. It didn't develop a language because it was coded to. It developed a new language because the software determined over time, a very short period of time, by the way, that this was the most efficient way to solve the problem of translation. Think about that. It's just doing what it wants. Remember when Elon Musk talked about how if we're not careful, someone might write a software program with machine learning incorporated where the person writes, well, let's take advantage of disparities in markets to make money. Makes sense. That's the Forex model, for example. And he said, but if we're not careful and scrupulous about what we do, then maybe machine learning might determine that the best way to take advantage of disparities is by creating them. And it might crash markets, for example, or start wars. Well, that's interesting. So you take that concept and then you start to apply it in the wild, and you think about Windows, for example, they already have Windows as a service. And you start understanding that someone could write an exploit pretty quickly, and you realize why Windows is a service. An exploit could be deployed faster than you could push update. And if you don't understand how fast things are moving these days, I encourage you, one place you can go and sort of have fun, I guess, to learn about some of this stuff is Daniel Schiffman's website. And you can watch his YouTube videos. Go over to thecodingtrain.com, thecodingtrain.com. It's the site with the little, you know, rainbows and the train and the unicorn and stuff. Go watch what Daniel Schiffman can do with a machine learning library like Google's TensorFlow. Open source libraries. You can download it right now and start doing what Daniel's doing. Go watch what Daniel Schiffman can do in 10 minutes with an open source machine learning library. It will blow your mind. And so when you see this, you see that someone like Daniel Schiffman, for example, could write a machine learning program to comb over a code base iteratively over and over and over and over, looking for a vulnerability. And then when it finds the vulnerability, it could write an exploit immediately. And then it could launch that exploit real time. And that's just one guy with a YouTube channel. Which gets back to 10 years ago, what these guys were saying when, you know, the Obama administration made the Cybersecurity Initiative announcement May 29, 2009. Tom Kellerman said before the remarks I mentioned by John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman, former senior risk management specialist, World Bank security team, blah, blah, blah. He said the privacy debate is moot because the U.S. government no longer has a monopoly on being Big Brother. What do you mean? He said any hacker, and I mentioned this 3 years ago on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page when doxing was sort of a big buzz term at the time. So Tom Kellerman said years before that, that was what, 16 years before, you know, people were saying, oh my gosh, doxing. And people still are talking about, it's crazy what people can find. And again, think about machine learning, figuring out, you know, combing over information. And then as it is learning, you know, what your sort of proclivities, what are your nicknames, what are your, you know, and then it learns more about you and it goes and finds more and more and more information. So doxing could be crazy too. Anyway, Tom Kellerman said the privacy debate is moot because the U.S. government no longer has a monopoly on being Big Brother. Any hacker with automated attack tools and any government. I mean, have you read WikiLeaks, Vault 7 and Vault 8 releases? Any hacker with automated tools, attack tools, and any government, 108 of which have cyber capabilities. That was 10 years ago. And all major criminal syndicates of the world have the capacity to be your Big Brother, Kellerman said. But speaking of crime syndicates, these cybercrime syndicates, as these guys were talking, who was it? I think it was either Kellerman or Arquilla who also mentioned – I think it was Kellerman actually who mentioned that a lot of these guys, the guys overseas – got their skill set from former Soviet bloc countries, but there are no sides. You know, Ned Beatty's character, Senator Charles Meacham from Shooter, there are no sides. just go back to the Yahoo News article. You know, we hear about Russiagate. That was Russiagate. Behind the hack on Yahoo, Russian agents who had been courted by the FBI. What? Yeah. Obama's Comey FBI thought it would be a great idea to invite FSB agents for a hackathon at the FBI. Oops, that didn't go so well. There are no sides. So you understand why Windows as a service is Windows as a service, because when these exploits could be deployed that quickly, you couldn't push the update button fast enough for the update to be run before the exploit already infects your machine. And then when you start talking about these chips, holy cow, what do you do about that? I don't know. Start your own co-location centers? What do you do? And I'm not trying to scare people. This is not fear-mongering. Hopefully this is just educational. I'm trying to give people a healthy skepticism, a healthy concern for these things that we otherwise hear Pied Pipers. Always hearing Pied Pipers. You know, I talk about Nesta Webster's quote fairly often from World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, 100 years old, when she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." Who would do such a thing? Who would do such an awful thing? And if you don't know, go check out James Corbett's series, How and Why Big Oil Conquered the World. The two videos, How Big Oil Conquered the World and Why Big Oil Conquered the World. Probably the definitive treatise on the subject, for sure. I mean, it's very comprehensive, like everything he does, exhaustively researched, meticulously documented. CorbettReport.com/Big Oil. And in it, he mentions William Devil Bill Avery Rockefeller, the patriarch of the Rockefeller clan. And, you know, how he was a snake oil salesman. And he would cheat his kids. You know, the world, the way James Corbett put it, the world we live in today is the world created by created in Devil Bill's image. I agree. I think the way James put this is brilliant. This should be the operative concept in people's minds. We should have an army of well-armed sheep in this country. It's high time. You have wolves like these folks zipping themselves up in a sheep suit. Who does that? Remember the Fabian Socialists, the Fabian Society's mascot? The wolf zipping himself. Oh, that's offensive. Oh, sorry about that. Let us give you a turtle. He's just a turtle. So James Corbett reminds us the world we live in today is the world created in Devil Bill's image. It's a world founded on treachery, deceit, and the naivete of a public that has never wised up to the parlor tricks that Rockefellers and their ilk have been using to shape the world for the past century and a half. And you know what? Again, this gets back to the Reese Committee in the 50s. They told us in no uncertain terms, these guys were trying to make sure that they keep people dumbed down to the point that you could keep pulling these stupid parlor tricks on people. It's time to wise up. It's time for a nation of well-armed sheep. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back.
Lost my sense of direction.
Sting, there's an esoteric fellow. What does esoteric mean? We know things you don't, and we take advantage of you because of your lack of knowledge, just like Nesta Webster said, just like James Corbett pointed out, and we'll play that clip in the next segment. You know, who would do such a thing? Well, these guys. Anyway, to the phones for now. Jim in Oklahoma, thanks for calling. Welcome. Okay, well, you there, Jim?
Yep, you there?
Yep, we hear you. Go ahead.
You think they'll achieve the singularity and maybe have the ability to write these AI programs into a fetus's DNA so that the M7 smart chip would grow with the biological parts of a person?
Yeah, that sounds, you know, where we're at right now, that sounds far-fetched, but, you know, lots of literature has been written about that, and bad guys have been planning for just that sort of scenario for a long time. And, you know, anybody that listened to Jordy Rose's Tech Vancouver talk, again, one of these conferences where horrifying things are said and, you know, in casual sort of fashion, and nobody apparently says anything. That was Tech Vancouver last June, or excuse me, 2 Junes ago. Well, I guess a year and a half ago is what I'm trying to say. Title of that video was Jordy Rose of Kindred AI Presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. That was a tech conference talk, and that's what they titled his talk. So, you know, in simple terms, I would just, the way I describe it, we're, you know, you read Revelation chapter 13, it's coming to fruition right before our eyes, and we're headed back to Genesis chapter 6 through Genesis chapter 11. I mean, I think of these guys, you know, at all these conferences speaking the same language with their little headsets and things. That's what was going on in Genesis 11, building a tower to the heavens, all these kinds of things. Yeah. So what you said, yes, I think bad guys, you know, you look at the, what is it, the 2045 initiative and stuff like that.
You 2045 type,
yeah, if you type 2045 into a browser or into a search engine that you have auto-suggest enabled, if you type 2045, it will give you initiative, 2045 initiative. So what does that mean? You know, and if you go to 2045.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. And this is old news. You know, Kurzweil wrote about this stuff in Age of Spiritual Machines in 99, and it wasn't news then. The public just wasn't ready for it yet.
Kurzweil, so, yeah. Is he still with Google working on the singularity right now?
As far as I know, yeah.
Come up with so far?
Pardon?
Has he come up with anything so far?
They're just, you know, moving forward with stuff that he's been talking about since the 60s and 70s. So, you know, unlimited resources and unlimited propaganda at Google.
Yeah, that kind of condition do help to achieve goals.
Yeah,
found.
Imagine what we could do with that sort of a platform.
You and I? We would do good things, I'm sure.
I don't know. We're all people, but I don't have a bent like this. I don't have this, you know, I don't know. I think we're all susceptible to it. I talk about that on Road Warrior Radio. Philip Zimbardo reminds us of that, you know, in particular. But still, we wouldn't begin with that sort of agenda. And I don't think we'd start a company where we had to remind ourselves not to do evil. Don't be evil. I don't think we'd have to do that.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
But, may your blockchain set lightly upon you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Yeah, that reminds me. The quote investigator looked into that. You know, the chains of habit. Warren Buffett, Samuel Johnson, Maria Edgeworth, Bertrand Russell. Who said it? The chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. Reminds you of that. And, you know, again, you know, what have we seen over the last several months? The confessions, I guess, you know. The folks who told us, you know. The things we've heard from folks like Regina Dugan and Sean Parker and Chamath Palihapitiya and Sandy Perikilis and you know, all of those guys. What have they said? What was going on at social media? What did we see about the Google selfish ledger? You know, I'm sure they leaked it. It wasn't a leak. It was, you know, just like all the phones and stuff. Not really a leak. It's just PR. Good PR. Bernays would be proud. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the
Welcome back. Was that song written by Lysander Spooner? Bottom of the second hour of today's National Intel Report, this Wednesday, January 9. And so quickly cleaning up, tying up loose ends, housekeeping, and then back to this other stuff. So speaking of sales pitches, you know, people don't understand how things work. You know, how the big boys do things, as Alan Watt would say. I was asked a while back, you know, I know somebody who was doing network marketing stuff. It was an energy drink, a healthy energy drink. This person asked me, what would you do? I see all of these people buying these energy drinks that are bad for you. Monster with the little three, you know. What are the esoteric implications there? No big deal. You know, I've heard of people having heart attacks and things. 27-year-old guy rushed to the hospital multiple times, probably needs to get wise. So what would you do? And I said, well, I mean, it depends. I mean, if I was a bad guy, it's a relative question. You know, it's sort of who are you asking? And I was joking. I said, I know you're asking me, but this is what bad guys would do, just so you know. If you asked someone like Edward Bernays, what he would do is say, because remember when he bragged about, it wasn't United Fruit. I forget who he bragged about. I told that story, you know, we changed, basically we altered life in America for, you know, $1,000. That's inflation adjusted. So what someone like Bernays would do if he were asked, or what he would say, what he would advocate if you were asked, you know, how do I break into this market? He would say something like, well, why don't you find five people or however many and give them 50 or 100 bucks or 20 or whatever you want. And, you know, if you're trying to get your product into this grocery store or whatever, pay those people to go into that store at different times and say, do you guys carry this? Do you carry this? And have these different people go in at different times on different days and say that. And then at the end of a week, say, go in and say, hey, I represent this product. And they'll say invariably, oh my goodness, thank goodness you're here. We've had all kinds of inquiries. People have been asking all week. That's what bad guys do. And you say, well, who would do such a horrible thing? That's despicable. That's treacherous even. Yeah, that's exactly what these guys do. That's what James Corbett was saying when he was saying the world we live in today is the world created by these types of people. It is. That when you think Rockefeller, that's what you should think. That's what these people do. They're despicable, and they've been doing it for a long time. These people that created these foundations, you go back and look what the Reese Committee was doing. They had a few hundred thousand dollars to investigate. Basically, it came down to about $50 per organization. If they looked into all the organizations they were commissioned to possibly look at. Meanwhile, the Ford Foundation wrote a check for $10 million to investigate the committee that was investigating the Ford Foundation, among others. So, quis custodiet ipsos custodis, while they are watching everyone else. Excuse me. That's who does these things. So here's an excerpt from, if you haven't seen it, really watch it. CorbettReport.com, Big Oil, two videos, how and why Big Oil conquered the world. Here's an excerpt from part one. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
Industry. The story of oil is the story of the modern world. Parts of that story are well known. Rockefeller and Standard Oil. The internal combustion engine and the transformation of global transport. The House of Saud and the oil wars in the Middle East. Other parts are more obscure. The quest for oil in the outbreak of World War I. The petrochemical interests behind modern medicine. The big oil money behind the Green Revolution and the Gene Revolution. But that story, properly told, begins somewhere unexpected. Not in Pennsylvania with the first commercial drilling operation and the first oil boom, but in the rural backwoods of early 19th century New York State. And it doesn't start with crude oil or its derivatives, but a different product altogether. Snake oil. Dr. Bill Livingston, celebrated cancer specialist, was the very image of the traveling snake oil salesman. He was neither a doctor nor a cancer specialist. His real name was not even Livingston. More to the point, the rock oil tonic he pawned was a useless mixture of laxative and petroleum and had no effect whatsoever on the cancer of the poor townsfolk he conned into buying it. He lived the life of a vagabond, always on the run from the last group of people he had fooled, engaged in ever more outrageous deceptions to make sure that the past wouldn't catch up with him. He abandoned his first wife and their six children to start a bigamous marriage in Canada at the same time as he fathered two more children by a third woman. He adopted the name Livingston after he was indicted for raping a girl in Cayuga in 1849. When he wasn't running away from them or disappearing for years at a time, he would teach his children the tricks of his treacherous trade. He once bragged of his parenting technique, "I cheat my boys every chance I get. I want to make them sharp." A towering man of over 6 feet and with natural good looks that he used to his advantage, he went by Big Bill. Others, less generously, called him Devil Bill. But his real name was William Avery Rockefeller, and it was his son, John D. Rockefeller, who would go on to found the Standard Oil monopoly and become the world's first billionaire. The world we live in today is the world created in Devil Bill's image. It's a world founded on treachery, deceit, and the naivety of a public that has never wised up to the parlor tricks that the Rockefellers and their ilk have been using to shape the world for the past century and a half.
There you go.
This is the story.
This is the story of the oligarchy, Corbett says. Watch it if you haven't. Circulate it far and wide. And oh my goodness, this is what's happening now. You know, like I said, a lot of us are just realizing now, holy cow, there's 5G everywhere already. Oh, it's coming. Not yet, not yet. Meanwhile, it's been snuck in. It's been backdoored. Who does this backdoor stuff? Again, who zips themselves up in a sheep suit? So just to tie up some loose ends, because I really want to get to the Magda Havas video, because it pertains. She talks about type 3 diabetes. What is that? Is, you know, there's hereditary, there's environmental and food-based predominantly, and then what about this third? What about technology-induced diabetes? What is that? Rouleau, did you listen to Al Whitney's broadcast with Bill Bathgate on Saturday? That kind of discussion. So, speaking of sales pitches, briefly, and blockchain, to tie that up, here's how blockchain will go. And by go, I mean viral. Here's how it works. You know, I mean, you read books like Malcolm Gladwell's Tipping Point, how, you know, the scientific engineering of the viral spread of a social trend. These people study this. Why? Because they want to do it. You know, it's Bernays Light, basically, is what Gladwell's The Tipping Point is. So here's how it works. And we've seen this over and over. People get sucked in on the free trough, and then on the free dole or some, you know, goodie, and then the next thing you know, bait and switch. So blockchain will go something like this, and the crypto specifically, you know, crypto market, we already know that. Companies like Amazon and Google and everybody's already working on their own crypto. Imagine if Walmart creates a cryptocurrency and then says, or Amazon, and they start competing, saying, you know, if you use our cryptocurrency, you get a 25 or 30% discount on goods. Drawing people in. And then guess what? People start using it. And then there are, you know, people, you and I say, oh, no, never. I refuse to shop at Walmart. Don't like Amazon. You know, I don't like Dr. Evil. And so we refuse. But people will start using the other lesser known, the smaller. They're, you know, everybody keeps talking about how, oh, it's the new Wild West. And what do you call it? It's a, not disconnected, but what is the word? Good grief. Decentralized, essentially. It's a decentralized system. Sure, until everyone's on board. And then what do? You just gobble them up. Roll them up, just like rolling a snowball down a hill. Just roll them all up. So that's how it'll go. Everybody will be hearing, oh, it's decentralized. It's great. This lets us stick it to the man. Really? Have you ever looked into the ARPANET at all? Even a little bit? Again, who does this kind of stuff? James Corbett told us. So that's how blockchain and crypto will go. There's nothing secure about it. Never has been, never will be, at least not for you and I. Look forward to theft at a chip level, completely undetectable. Hey, my account changed. People will be talking about that. You'll probably hear stories about it. People saying, my account changed. That's weird. Really? Prove it. Where's your record? Well, I mean, it's my phone, so how can I record that? I don't have this. I can't run this app on my desktop because it won't let me. So it's in my phone. I have no record. I try to take a screenshot of it, and so maybe people will take pictures of it. Oh, but what proof is that? You probably altered it. You probably Photoshopped it. What proof do you have? Good luck. Back to Jim Lewis at CSIS. So he said, speaking of sales pitches, back in 2006 or so, six or seven, the implantable technology in humans was already waiting to be rolled out. This grain of rice stuff was just something to say no to. It was a sales pitch in William Devil Bill Avery Livingston fashion. And as I mentioned this morning, remember, I covered extensively at the time the H1N1 nonsense. I think it was, I always want to say Robert Gibbs. I'm pretty sure it was Robert Gibbs and the, no, was it Jay Carney? The Obama, you know, when Stephen Chu and crew went to Mexico and came back, and one of Stephen Chu's aides, yeah, New York Times, 4/30/2009, Obama energy aide contracted flu in Mexico but recovered. So that was when it was Robert Gibbs. So Gibbs was asked, you know, oh my gosh, this was early on. Remember, it was April. And so over May and into June, we were hearing, H1N1, we're all going to die. 2009. So Robert Gibbs was asked, one of the folks in the press said, Gibbs said, we thought it was important to disclose this information. Everybody's okay. The individuals have recovered. They're fine. And Gibbs said, adding that the aide to Mr. Chu did not come within 6 feet of the president. He added that the time has passed for anyone else to get sick. Nothing that health officials said. It was highly, he actually said it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that others would become ill. He used three highlies in a row. And even though the Obama White House made that announcement April 30th, the country descended into pandemonium, and it was a nothing burger, as you know, Madam Secretary would say. So it was a nothing burger, but at the same time, by June, Verichip had announced, hey, we have a chip that can detect swine flu. And everybody went, what? I mean, you got to get that stuff. You know, there's a regulatory process, and there's, how did you do that so fast? That's, you know, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Whoa, that was fast. And then, as I mentioned this morning, by September 21st, 2009, there was the Reuters article, Verichip shares jump after H1N1 patent license win. Shares of Verichip tripled over after the company said it had been granted an exclusive license on two patents, which will help it develop implantable virus detection systems in humans. The technology will combine with Verichip's implantable RFID devices to develop virus triage detection systems. Then, of course, later that year, same year they bought Steel Vault, merged the companies and created Positive ID. Now you can get your medical and your credit information on the same chip stuck in you. Which, as I mentioned this morning, same thing Aaron Russo talked about. And speaking of all of the sales pitch and stuff, Bernays, during today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, Larkin, Texas called in at the end of the third hour. And I would just say, speaking of Bernays and the smithing, most folks that have heard Lark would probably agree. I would say that no one is more of a resident expert on this subject in particular than Lark. So go back and listen if you're interested to the last 30 minutes of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, or really anything that Lark has said. But he mentioned some names in particular we should all be aware of. Check that out. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dresser. Got the guru and the trailer and the full course dresser. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Welcome back. We obviously don't have time, but go watch, if you haven't, watch Dr. Magda Havas's video. There's a the article I mentioned over at NCBI, and I mentioned, you know, if you haven't listened to Al Whitney's broadcast on Saturday with Bill Bathgate, listen to that. The article I mentioned that, you know, radiation from wireless technology affects the blood, the heart, and the autonomic nervous system. That's a Magda Havas article published back in 2013. And it's on NCBI, you know, .gov. So circulate it. People need to know that stuff. Diabetes and electrosensitivity is the video in particular that I'm talking about. 2010, she talked about this type 3 diabetes, technology induced. Really? It's time for a nation of well-armed sheep, and that arming and equipping begins between our ears. You know, I've been joking, hashtag mutton revolt or hashtag mutton revolution, referring to what Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society. But to Renee's point, Renee in North Carolina earlier on Road Warrior Radio today, how about hashtag Ed Haslam, Judith Vary Baker, and Lee Harvey Oswald? Because, you know, you stick Lee Harvey Oswald on a t-shirt, for example, hashtag Lee Harvey Oswald, Ed Haslam, Judith Vary Baker. People will go, what's that all about? Anyway, closing moments, back to the phones. Fred in Michigan, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, Fred.
Came upon Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yeah.
What a marvelous woman. She is brilliant, eloquent, and she's all for us. This should be the year for just us.
Well, speaking of her, real quick, that interview that and James Corbett, that interview that Corbett did with Mark Skidmore, where Skidmore over at Michigan State University says, speaking of your backyard, you know, you're talking about, you're probably getting to that, you know. And Mark said, I thought she was crazy, you know. How do you get thousands of times of, you know, their annual budget, you know, and they have this much missing, which is thousands of times more than their annual budget. And he was thinking, I thought she had a screw loose, but nope, she was right.
And the site that anyone can go to is missingmoney.solari, SOLARI.com. Missingmoney.solari.com. And they cite the Office of the Inspector General, who actually apparently audited. And Catherine Austin Fitz, I'm looking at this one on YouTube. We need our $40 trillion in stolen cash back.
Yeah.
That's the title of one. But, yeah, you know what? I'll call MSU on your behalf and see if I can, if you wanted to interview Mark Skidmore.
Absolutely.
I have a friend who a PhD and graduated Michigan State. So I'll try
absolutely.
To set something up.
Yeah.
But we got to get on this, man. This is crazy. Absolutely
I agree.
Crazy. And the
I
last
agree.
Thing, dude.
Go ahead.
Wireless 5G wireless cell phone warning.
One more time.
Cell towers, 5G wireless cell phone warning. Oh, man. It'll blow your mind when you see that.
Thank you. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to guest host. Thanks to John. Hope it was informative, folks. It's time for a sheeple revolution.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product. And goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-goin' dry.